Welcome! Welcome everybody to our podcast, Cosmic Sense.
Yes, so new podcast, right?
Completely brand new podcast. And we hopefully are going to surprise all you guys. My name is Yael Yerdeni. I am a senior astrologer at the Kabbalah Center. This is my colleague.
Yes. And my name is Ruth Namias, and I'm also a senior Kabbalistic astrologer. And we are friends, and we want to do this amazing Cosmic Sense podcast. So what do you have to say about it?
Because you need a sense, right? We need a GPS. So what we are proposing is that every week, you're going to see the both of us discussing all the movements of the planets in the cosmos and giving you guys homework, good advice, anything that you can use to get your GPS
and
right.
And believe me, it will not be boring.
That's not going to be boring.
You know why? Because we disagree on everything.
Yes, that's correct.
So she's a Leo. I'm a Pisces. I don't agree with what Leo thinks. She doesn't agree with what Pisces think.
So it's going to be hopefully very animated and very feisty.
Yes, amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah, tell us something about this month.
So first of all, I wanted to say that we are inaugurating the podcast. Oh, Shchodesh.
Yes.
The new moon of Pisces. New moon of your month. So you see, the cosmos loves you anyway, Uti.
Exactly.
Okay.
Amazing.
And of course, because it's Rosh Chodesh, because it's the new moon, you know, we always stare at the stars and we, you know, want to find out what this month has in store for us. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are going on. And Uti yesterday actually gave an amazing class,
for Casey,
for the Kabbalah.com on that particular forecast. And there were things that we want to continue discussing as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So listen to that. But today I want to also mention, you know, like because this year, right, there are 2 months of Pisces. There are two astrological months of Pisces. As you know, this is Kabbalistic astrology.
According to Kabbalistic calendar, right?
That's right.
So we go with the Kabbalistic calendar.
So there are 2 months of Pisces.
Yeah.
And so the first month of Pisces, very strangely, has a lot of planets in Aquarius still, right?
Aquarius. And by the way, the rest of the world is celebrating the new moon of Aquarius. And we are celebrating the new moon of Pisces, right?
That's right. We are always the odd ones.
Yes, according to the Kabbalistic calendar. And this year, 2022, as I said, I shared yesterday, because next month we will have a second month of Pisces. So we will be aligned with all the rest of the world, right? So you will have double dose of Pisces. You like it or not? That's what's happening. You have to take it.
So yes, get a bathing suit. We're going to go under the sea. This is like 2 months of Nemo and Dory.
Do you have a problem with that?
No problem at all.
You know, like what?
The big cats don't like to swim. Leo, you put a lion in the water, they're not very happy.
What do they say, Nemo? Fish are not food.
Yes, they're not food. They're friends.
Exactly.
Fish are friends.
Fish are friends. Remember that. So by the way, you know, saying that friend, we have also Jupiter, which is amazing. The ruler of Pisces, right?
That's right.
It's in Pisces. And we have Neptune also, right?
That's right.
And
Jupiter is going to meet Neptune in Pisces. So that's a very important event.
Very, very. It's like the most, I would say, is the most important aspect of the year 2022. It will bring a lot of, you know, joke aside, it will bring a lot of spirituality to the world. Like awakening in spirituality, in who we are, what do we want. We will receive information. We will understand things like we never understood before.
Absolutely.
Right? It's like amazing.
And more importantly, inspiration. I don't know how you guys feel about like all the shows that you have on Netflix. It's like all the writers are running out of inspiration. Their brain is drying up. So they're serving us the same thing.
Maybe we should
over
write.
And over. I think
we should write a script.
Yes. A show of our own.
Yes.
So we really, really very, very hopeful that with the Jupiter and Neptune conjunction, finally, inspiration is going to come back to humankind. We are a little bit running on dry. Post-pandemic, since, you know, late 2019, we are like, okay, so it's like we chewed on everything and everyone is starting to repeat, you
Completely.
Know, the same things over and over.
Yeah.
So we're really hoping that this amazing meeting of Jupiter and Neptune is going to open up really all the, you know, everything, like all the channels for all the people that write, for all the artists, you know, the important people in this world, you
and
know,
believe
the one that
me,
say,
we can get very high, right?
Absolutely.
High, not with,
with Neptune, other
things, just with
honey,
Neptune.
It's going to be yes. with other things too, because it's Neptune. We're going to be high on many things.
We don't recommend that, yeah.
No, not recommend.
We don't recommend
but
it.
It might happen. So yes. I read something amazing, actually, yes. about the new moon of Adar Pisces.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's Ibn Ezra that writes, you know, he was a great Kabbalist and astrologer 900 yes. years ago, more or less. And so he writes that in Rosh Chodesh Adar, we can change Mazala. What's Mazala? The destiny. Because every
wow,
one
that's
of
amazing.
Us, yes,
it's true, amazing.
Only
wow.
on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we can change Mazala. Which means like you guys are listening to this and I want you to like really meditate
wow.
that whatever was inscribed for us in heaven, about money, sustenance, about love,
so we can,
children.
So we can make it better, you see.
Yes, we can improve it. We can improve whatever predetermined universe we have created with our past lives.
Yes.
That's what Ibn Ezra writes. So, like, really, we're passing on to you, you know, inspiration, right? It's the cosmic sense. Inspiration
amazing.
To change everything. The money that can come to you, you know, the influence that you can have on the world, family matters, all of that today
yeah.
can be changed.
So guys out there or girls out there, the dream guy or the dream girl, you can change it, right?
Yes.
Oh, you can change, you know, but the most important, I think, is to really have a spiritual goal and to really like go out of the box of the logic of Saturn, who actually, you know, conjunct the new moon with Uranus and everything. So we really want to go out of the box this month. And
that's
and
what you said. You said Saturn yes. was squaring Uranus. So
Uranus,
tell us about
exactly.
that. Yeah.
Saturn, you know, is all the karmic planet. Saturn is telling us, you know what? You want to move on? You have to clean the past. You cannot continue with the same luggage and the same package on your shoulders with the past. Negative thoughts, negative patterns, negative people, negative of anything, right? Places. So it's time to clean up, to do like, you know, very soon will be spring, to start already the spring cleansing.
Absolutely.
Right? And to let go about the... I know it's very easy to say. I know,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes, for sure.
For people that sometimes have addiction and it's very easy to overcome. Or for people that have negative thought, which is very easy to overcome. You know, we have people like that, right?
Yes.
And
it's so, not easy at all.
Exactly.
Is what we're saying.
And we
yeah.
understand that. And that's why we need to inject compassion into the process and kindness, which is very important this month too. And really like squaring Uranus, Uranus is like giving us the ability. Uranus is one of the biggest planets in the zodiac.
That's right.
And Uranus gives us the ability really to go above the logic, above the box, above what we do regularly and consistently. It's not a bad thing to think outside of the box, right?
Absolutely.
This is
a great thing. And it's interesting because I was, you know, reading an article about
yes.
someone that was explaining that, you know, in the next coming 10 years, we're going to need less and less, you know, employees in companies
yeah.
because everything is going to be automated. And then, you know, like we're going to stay, do our thing, you know, from the countryside, from whichever place where we are working. And I was thinking about something because
yeah.
in the end of the day, we're going to be left only with spirituality.
Yes.
If everything is automated, right? If, you know,
that's
you
a very
all
good
the,
point, right?
You know, like we, what are we yeah. going to be left with? Because,
exactly.
you know, it's going to be in companies, you're going to have, you know, artificial intelligences. Even for translation, I had, you know, because we also teach, obviously, in the Moscow Kabbalah Center.
Yes.
And so I had a conversation with my translator, you know, this week that he said that, you know, even translation are going to be automated. So we're not
yeah,
going to
well.
need even people to simultaneously translate us because there's going to be like a, you know, computer program,
yeah,
etc. So really, it's like almost as if the cosmos was editing
us,
everything.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It edits all the things that we don't need. It kind of cuts everything and it leaves us with what? We're
with
really only the soul,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
We are left with only our soul. And this is why, I, you know, I was thinking, you know, you mentioned
yeah,
Jupiter
yeah.
conjunct with Neptune. I think that this is now that we need
it's
to make some commitment. Exactly.
Preparation work, exactly.
Preparation and commitment
yes,
about
yeah,
that,
yeah.
you
commitment
know?
Commitment about that and to really think outside, like where, why we are here in this world? Where are we heading to? How can I change myself? You know, we have a lot of blockages. We have, you know, Yael and me are very busy. We do charts for everyone. Yes. So we tell them about past life, about, you know, like things that happen in their life. And we see through past lives and through the reading of the chart, how a person have blockages in this life.
That's
right?
Correct.
And how they can overcome it. Because some people have those fears, but they don't know from where it comes.
Absolutely.
And they don't know how
fear
to overcome
and phobias,
it.
Even more so. Completely. Absolutely.
And then, you know how many people say, I'm sure they said to you, oh, but I'm a good person. I never did bad in my life. Why do I have those this? Why do I have that? And mostly the answer is past life. It's like, and if we are spiritual, if we awaken our spiritual consciousness,
absolutely,
I would say, so we will understand more. And that's the purpose of this month.
That's Neptune. Neptune conjunct with Jupiter. Neptune.
Yes.
Neptune, it's everything we cannot see. Right?
We cannot see,
it's
exactly.
Everything that is in the 99%. It's everything that is in our subconscious in a
exactly.
way, you know?
Because yeah.
Neptune is also the co-ruler of the 12 astrological house in
yes.
the chart.
Yes.
So like, it's like...
Both of them are ruler
both of
sizes.
Them are ruler of the 12.
Yes.
So like, it's really to go into a journey of realizing, you know,
internal
what?
Journey.
Internal journey.
Yes.
To realize like, okay, so why do I feel the way I feel? Why do I have the thoughts that I have?
Exactly.
Why do I have the fears that I have? And really to go on a research, okay?
Yes.
Because, you know, there is no easy, quick answer, right? I mean, we see
you know,
it all
Pisces,
the time.
They always want, you know, they always want the quick fix.
Yes,
they
the don't quick
want,
fix.
They don't want to go, you know, they don't want to go into the process of pain and they prefer to be in denial. You
yes,
know?
That's right.
Real Pisces.
Run away, people. Yes.
You know, the real Pisces, but really, truly, when we go inside and feel the pain in a way and go through that process
yes.
and cleanse it, then we can really rely on, okay, how can I see the future and how can I build the future, right? So it's like a really internal process this month to really help us how to connect to the soul in a way.
Absolutely.
To our soul.
Absolutely. I would mention as well that because you have Jupiter in a mutable sign,
yes,
it's actually also very good for all the mutables out there.
Yeah.
So it's good for the Pisces, but it's also good for the Sagittarius. It's also good for the Virgo. It's also good for the Gemini. So if you are of one of those signs, you know, I need you to think this month, wow, you know, mutables are signs that can change very quickly. So what is our way to alter our reality? And you know, it's very interesting because when you look at the positioning of Neptune in history, right?
Yes.
When Neptune was in Scorpio, which is, I mean, my generation, I mean, I'm born in the 60s. Don't count the years because we are ageless.
We are not
please,
we are not old.
No,
we are
no,
only
not at all.
Young and beautiful.
That's right.
That's
it's
it.
Forever. So
yes.
Don't count actually
exactly.
what is our age, but... You know, in the 60s, etc., when Neptune was in Scorpio, which is like, again, a deep, deep sign. Right now, Neptune obviously is in Pisces. So it's when, you know, we had all the research,
yes.
you know, the love lab, research into love. It's when, you know, people started, you know, some scientists started to use sometimes LSD to see how what people were seeing, maybe
this
coming
is the
back.
Of all the, like, the feeling inside.
That's
the,
right.
The,
that's right.
All the black thoughts also. The
all
dark
the,
thoughts.
All the, absolutely.
The
and hypnotherapy, you know, like,
exactly,
absolutely.
Yes, yeah,
the development
yeah. yes.
as well of hypnotherapy. And here, Neptune, again, in a water sign,
yes.
it's also an opportunity. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm hearing a lot that there are, you know, many, many people go to shaman to
yes,
have, you know,
yes.
shamanic
you know,
experience.
You there's a lot of awakening of spirituality.
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know how many groups are here now?
Yes.
Like they teaching spirituality. They're doing experiences in the forest, in the mountains. Just last night, I was with friends and they were telling me about an experience that they did. They went to the... To the Zimbabwe, I think I forgot, like one of those cities in Africa, and they slept. The guide that was for this group, they let them sleep 12 nights on top of the mountain. Can you believe?
Wow,
12 nights! I would be scared, like tigers,
yeah, spray,
or,
everything,
yeah, like you
everything.
Know? But they let them face their own fear. And what's interesting is they let them have certainty. They went above the fears.
That's right.
To have certainty
wow.
that nothing will happen. And truly nothing
did
happen. You understand? So it was amazing. I mean, I don't know if I would be able to do that, right? But it's amazing.
Yes, like a lot of experiments like that,
like
actually.
This, right?
Yes,
people,
to show us how we can really be a superhuman. Because yes. In the end of the day, we humankind were created to be divine.
Yeah.
We were not, okay, the body is an animal, right? An animal that wants pleasure by hook or by crook. But we also have the soul that inhabits the animal.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
like overcoming all the you know, body desires, and really right now to give a lot of energy to our soul, you
yeah.
know, Jupiter and Neptune, and empower the soul through whatever journey, whatever yeah. it is that you learn, you know. We want to encourage you to do more of that, because
stand
in the end
for
of
yourself.
The day,
this is
exactly,
the time.
Absolutely.
Stand for yourself.
You know,
for your own
this
truth.
Is the time.
Yes.
Because other than that, after that, we're not going to be that busy. It's now that our really spiritual journey starts.
So this is the timing.
Yes.
This is the start. And we choose also today because Mercury is direct.
Yes,
today.
Mercury Yay! Is direct. Well,
yes.
You know,
so
welcome
Mercury.
To not having the Tower of Babel in
yes.
conversations where you speak one language and the other person
so
speaks another language.
So many misunderstandings.
Yes, many of them.
So many computer crash. So many email disappearance.
Yes, and computer hacks.
Yes.
I had, I don't know many, how many people told me that their, you know, computer got
yeah,
hacked.
Completely.
During this period, of course, and Uranus,
and
obviously,
exactly.
squaring as well, Saturn, which is not
and
helping all
so
of that.
So next time, the Mercury will be retrograde in May.
Yes.
So we have a little bit of time, but it doesn't mean that we don't have other things, right? Other
yes,
aspects.
That's, oh, we're going to have
but
other things.
That's why we started this this amazing podcast, which is Cosmic Sense, to really make a sense of the cosmos, right?
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
And the news, like we have news every day about politics, about whatever.
About every, and it's very
everything.
Confusing.
Exactly.
Her job is to put order.
Yes.
Cosmic Sense is going
to
put order
to make
by
sense.
Explaining, to make sense of
exactly.
things. You know, to really give a meaning to everything
yeah.
that's going on. And so obviously we will be less lost.
And
so,
to give you news
absolutely.
Every week about the cosmos, about the universe, and how to make sense of it, and how to use the opportunity, the channels, the
That's
power
right.
that are revealed in our life in order to be better. That's it. That's the purpose.
That's
right?
the purpose. Absolutely.
To be better and to really, really push ourselves to be a better human, a better consciousness, a better of everything.
And a spiritual human, if possible.
Well, it's possible.
It's possible. Thank you
it's
for
possible.
Being with us
Thank
today.
You. We enjoyed
and
it.
Welcome. You know, next week, you know, you'll continue taking notes. Next week, we're going to still continue
yes.
talking to you. And so now we have a goal for this week. So
and it will
see
make
next
cosmic
week.
Sense.
That's right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Chodesh Tov.